goes to Dr. Brian. B like boy, R. Z like zebra, O. Z like zebra, K, A. Fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Elizabeth, Elizabeth Roebuck, R-O-E, B like a boy, U-C-K. Date of birth, 11-29 of 1959. Dear Dr. Brzoka, this is a consultation for Mrs. Roebuck with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which progressed rapidly over a year. The patient had been on metformin and noticed that her creatinine levels were climbing. Prior to, in 2023, the levels were 1.1 and 1.2. But when she had creatinine checked July 1st of this year, creatinine was up to 1.77. And the metformin was causing significant diarrhea. That was rechecked July 23rd of 24, and the creatinine was 1.58 with 36 estimated GFR. So the metformin was stopped, and instead she was started on Ozempic, 0.5 milligram once a week. That is working very well. She is able to control sugar much better, and she's losing weight. But labs have not been rechecked after that point. She recently had a colonoscopy, and several colon polyps were removed. That was November 22nd of this year. And also she had an EGD because of chronic anemia, looking for ulcers or other sources of the anemia. And they did find an H. pylori infection. So she's now being treated with omeprazole, flagyl, and tetracycline for 2 weeks. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She does have intermittent constipation and occasional diarrhea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no foaminess. And she does have no edema of the lower extremities. And she does have a resting tremor of her head and neck. And also she has a problem with gait disturbance and walks with a walker. She believes that happened after a hypertensive crisis in 2021. The ataxia was something that never totally went away after the hypertensive crisis. She was hospitalized in Covenant for about 10 days, she believes. So we will request records to see some of the findings in the discharge summary for that hospitalization. She's feeling well right now. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, chronic anemia, vertigo, ataxia, osteoarthritis of multiple joints, headaches, migraine type, fatty liver disease, celiac disease, essential tremors of the head, and the hypertensive crisis history. Past surgical history, she's had a recent colonoscopy and EGD, tubal ligation, hysterectomy, appendectomy, a left foot bunionectomy, and right breast cyst aspiration, negative for malignancy. Social history, she's never smoked cigarettes. She occasionally consumes alcohol but does not use illicit drugs. She is married and lives with her husband, and she's retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, stroke, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, colon cancer, thyroid disease, Alzheimer's disease, leukemia, and essential tremors. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to amoxicillin, latex, and cranberry. Medications, she's on Topamax 25 milligram 3 times a day, Celexa 20 milligram daily, Propranolol 60 milligram daily, Norvasc 2.5 milligram daily, Lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide 10/12.5, 1 daily, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, Glipizide 10 milligram daily, Lantus insulin at bedtime, Ozempic 0.5 milligram weekly, and vitamin B12, 1,000 units once daily. Omeprazole, flagellin, tetracycline for 2 weeks for the H. pylori infection. Physical exam, height 63 inches, weight 192 pounds. Pulse is 70 and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 112 over 58. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, uvula, midline. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 7/23 of 24. The creatinine 1.58, calcium 9.9, sodium 139, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 22, albumin 4.5. Liver enzymes are normal, estimated GFR 36. And hemoglobin 7.1 of 24 is 10.7, normal white count, normal platelets. Hemoglobin A1C was 9.8. And she had a kidney and bladder ultrasound done August 13th of 2024. The right kidney is 10.8 centimeters without masses, cysts, no hydronephrosis. Left kidney is 9.5 centimeters without cysts, masses, or hydronephrosis, and the bladder appeared normal with a pre-void bladder of 116 mLs. No post-void bladder was checked. Additional findings were hepatic steatosis, S-T-E-A-T-O-S-I-S. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with abrupt worsening of renal function in July of this year. Also diabetic nephropathy. We do want to repeat labs now. We're checking renal panel, CBC, parathyroid hormone, a protein to creatinine ratio in the urine, and a routine urinalysis. She will probably require, depending on how kidney function is at this point, she will need ongoing labs, possibly further testing, depending on the findings from the urine. We will obtain the discharge summary from 2021, and the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice within the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.